fiercely defending the freedom of speech. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, welcome back to it. Here's the latest now on what happened in Sri Lanka. An update on those horrible Easter Sunday bombings. Sri Lankan's defense minister today said the preliminary investigation in the case of the Easter Sunday massacres that killed almost 300, maimed 500 more, came from a radical Islamist group, jihadists, and it was retaliation for the New Zealand mosque attacks last month. Ruwan Wijerdien, a junior minister for defense, cited a preliminary investigation and said the deadly Easter Sunday bombings that resulted in now 321 deaths, the latest number, well over 500 injuries, almost 1,000 people killed or maimed. Revenge for the attack against Muslims in Christchurch. That coming to Reuters. The Associated Press said he made the comment without citing evidence or explaining where the information came from, and does it matter? You guys run with uncorroborated information all the time without putting that sort of a disclaimer on there. Last month, a shooter killed Muslim worshippers during a Friday prayer, killing 49 people in two New Zealand mosques. Sri Lanka's leaders wrangled the aftermath of an apparent homegrown militant attack and massive intelligence failure. Security was heightened when the military, employing powers to make arrests it had used when the devastating civil war ended in 2009. They stopped doing that. But among the 40 people arrested on suspicion of links to the Easter bombings were the driver of the van used by the suicide bombers and the owner of a house where some of them lived. If you don't believe there's some sort of a holy war going on, wake up. You really should take a bit of a closer look. And by the way, with all of these IED attacks, could it really be that much longer before something similar happens in the United States? Remember, we are target number one. The United States is target number one. And so therefore, this kind of IED coordinated attack, I think it was 8 bombs that went off almost simultaneously in Sri Lanka, blowing up churches, maiming and killing Christians, attacking Christians. And the worldwide war on Christianity continues because there is such a lackluster response to all of it. I mean, my God, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton referred to them as Easter worshipers. What's an Easter worshiper? I mean, do you have Ramadan? If Muslims are killed, you say the Ramadan worshipers were killed. No. It's a bizarre, made-up little title, I guess, that doesn't make any sense. I've never heard it before. I've never been an Easter worshiper. I'm not a Christmas worshiper. I don't worship Christmas. I don't worship Easter. I'm a Christian. And I don't mind telling people that. Don't talk about a lot on the program here, but pretty clearly I think you could figure that out. The point being is that this pursuit of political correctness, even in the bloodbath of Sri Lanka, persists. And it's appalling and galling. But the United States State Department now warning of possible terrorist attacks in Sri Lanka after a series of deadly blasts that killed those 300-plus people. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said several Americans were killed since the end of the bloody civil war in 2009, including one man from Denver among those killed. A Dutch billionaire lost 3 out of his 4 kids in those bombings. A billionaire. And when I see stories like that, it occurs to me, a billionaire is a guy that could fund serious retaliation. If I was a billionaire, wouldn't it cross your mind if I had $1 billion, you know, all of a sudden I'm thinking about living inside the Blacklist TV show or something of that nature. You killed 3 out of my 4 kids. I don't have much left to lose. I'm going to come after you, and I have all the resources in the world to do it. But as we sit here, Anders Holge Pavlason, Anders Pavlovsen lost 3 out of 4 children. He's a billionaire. His wife, Ann Pavlovsen, and the couple's 4 children were in Colombo during the Easter holiday when the suicide bombings occurred. They're staying at the Shangri-La Hotel, which was targeted by 2 suicide bombers. Unfortunately, they can confirm the reports. A spokesman for Best Seller, one of Pavlovsen's companies, sent a statement to Fox News. We ask you to respect the privacy of the family, and we therefore have no further comment. 3 out of their 4 children died. Unbelievable. I don't care how much money. He's 46 years old. The richest person in Denmark with a net worth of $8 billion. The biggest shareholder of British online retailer ASOS. He also holds significant holdings in other people. But all that money didn't save the lives of his children, didn't it? Gut-wrenching. So there it is. The connection is clear. The connection has been made. The connection is it was a retaliatory attack for what happened in Christchurch, New Zealand last month. That is what the investigators in Sri Lanka are saying. And so you have a clear religious war being carried out in some corners of this world. And don't be shocked if you see it happen here on American soil, because, again, we are target number one. In other headlines, by the way, when you go to the gas pump today, prices are going to be ever higher. Gas is over $3 a gallon all over Michigan now and growing higher. Tough time for the governor to sell her plan to raise taxes by 45 cents a gallon. It's the highest price for gas since at least 2014. California's all over $4 a gallon now, highest since 2014. The price of oil up again 2.7% to a six-month high, settling in at $65.70. That's because the Trump administration yesterday said no more waivers. If you buy oil from Iran, we will not do business with you, period. The waivers are over. Either you get on board with us or you're out. And so, therefore, we're taking Iranian oil basically off the world market in large part, creating more pressure on the price. 25 after on a Tuesday. This is the Steve Gruber Show.